If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hungary's oldest library is being overrun not by bookworms, but beetles.
Yeah.
They eat the books,
they're
though?
Eating the books.
They aren't.
Paul McCartney, okay. I thought you were vegan.
Doggone it. A new study suggests that low sexual activity, body shape, and mood can all combine in ways that shorten lives.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Happier people live longer.
Seems to be that way.
Active people live longer. Not stressed people live longer.
Right.
What do you know? Someone stole more than $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards from a shop in Massachusetts.
Wow.
How many cards is that? Or did they go after specific rare ones?
Yeah.
I know it's a thing.
One had a lot of hot cards. I'm not lying to you, boys. I'm amazed that they're still worth this much. When I was a kid, yeah, they were expensive because they were kind of the hot ticket item. And I understand that Pokemon still has a spot in our society. I am amazed it is still so prolific these days.
It is. I mean, because you hear about these thefts all the time.
Right.
You know, not the cash register, nothing, no other merchandise, just the Pokemon cards.
Right. Does anybody here know what a contronym is?
Contronym.
A contronym.
A word that you mean something different than the word you're actually saying, kind of thing.
So a contronym is something that can actually mean two things that are opposite of each other.
Like jumbo shrimp.
I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more contronyms and skunk terms that make a mockery of the English language. Given the opportunity to make a mockery of anything, you godless heathens love a challenge, so why the hell not the English language? Why, there's already cattywampus, bumfuzzle, flibbertigibbet, or the word I just made up on the spot, spitch. You know that spot on your back where no matter how hard you try, you can't reach it to scratch that incessant itch? Yep, it's a spitch. You just do what everyone else does and combine two words and come up with a new one. Spine and itch. It's a spitch. And so are you.
Jesus.
That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
The spitch. All right. Thank you, VD. You told me about that one earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here are some contronyms, and here's how this is going to work. So they start with the word bound. So the word bound can simultaneously mean...
I'm headed somewhere, or I am trapped somewhere.
Exactly. Right. You are tied.
Homeward bound.
You're fastened. You're secured with a band or a bond. You're bound, or, like you said, I am homeward bound. So you're either trapped, or you are headed for a destination. Here you go. Contronyms. We're going to have some fun with this one.
Okay.
The word pitted.
So pitted. Against each other, and then something in fruit.
Actually, it's all about the fruit on this one, Miles. So
So
saying that a fruit is pitted can actually mean two different things.
It has pits.
Like a cherry
or a
peach.
I have removed the pits.
Correct.
Aha.
So why don't we just say pit-free?
Because we just have a one word for it, Ted. We don't need to make it two.
Why you gotta come up with another word?
Spitch.
It's a spitch. Contronyms that you've been using without even realizing it. The word original.
All right, it could be the first.
Or belonging to the beginning of something, or a new, fresh, and it's inventive. So it's either the first to do something, or it's completely brand new.
Well, okay. Still, if it's the first, it's going to be the first.
Yeah. You're right.
It's either the first idea, or it's an idea that's never been thought of before.
Which is the first.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's still
that one doesn't work.
Right.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Doggone it. The word fine. This one I did.
If your wife says it, it's not good.
That's exactly right. That doesn't mean it at all.
Yeah.
Actually, you think that you go to a restaurant, you have fine dining,
uh-huh.
Correct? Also, your food can be fine.
Yeah, that's
simultaneously meaning completely different thing. You can either have the finest. This is fine dining. This is upscale. This is good, or it's fine.
You know, I'm going to start describing things. We're having a little dinner party. Make sure you dress to the nines because we're doing some fine dining.
Fine dining.
Yes. Also, it could be a compliment to a chick. Like she's fine.
She's fine.
Fine. Oh, she's fine.
Foin. Right.
Yeah.
Now the day goes. Like fine. Man, she's fine.
But you're like, she's fine.
Yeah, I'd hit it. She's fine. Too aggressive?
No, not at all, Ted. Contronyms that we've been using without even realizing it. Backup.
Backup?
The word backup.
So either physically to back up or somebody's got your back.
Correct.
Your backup.
You are either backing up somebody or you are retreating.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like car 54 needs some backup.
Yeah. Car 54 needs to back up.
Okay. Right. Or car 54, you need to back up. You're on my foot. Get out there, man.
Weather. The term weather.
Ooh. So it could be like weather outside or this or that, whether you want to or not.
Well, they're spelled differently.
That's a different spelling there, Ted.
Damn it.
See where you're going? Not bad.
So which spelling? The forecast or the either or?
So I'm going to say weather is either what's going on outside or like something deteriorating. Like a weathered look.
You know?
She looks weathered.
Okay. So you all expose it to
she
the weather.
Looks weathered.
It's been
She's
weathered.
Fine.
Right. You're exactly right. It's been
just
weathered.
A little weathered.
Or to endure. You weather the storm.
Okay. There you
so
go.
You're either like toughing out through it or it's just completely taking you.
All right.
Either way, it means the same. It's the same word there. Contronyms, words that mean the same thing, but actually different things. Sanction. Can mean to either authorize, approve, or allow, or to penalize.
Yep, good point.
So either, that's good to go, or that was wrong.
Either way, you've been sanctioned.
That's right, you were sanctioned.
Okay.
Sanctioned. The term overlook.
So to either not notice something.
Correct.
Or to absolutely take in something.
To look after, oversee, or supervise. That's right. You're going to overlook it or completely fail to notice it.
I'm going to start just killing the bosses with these. Now, when you said that I overlooked this thing, but did you mean I ignored it or that I paid great attention to detail?
You mean that I looked it over or...
Every time, right.
Or did I miss it? I want to know if I'm in trouble here.
You're speaking in contronyms, so I don't know what you mean.
It's composed 70% of your skin... It's dust.
The word is dust?
The word's dust, and it's actually a contronym because it can either mean...
It's because when you dust, you're...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're removing dust.
Correct.
Right.
But
so
dust itself is what you're removing.
Right.
But no, more accurately, Miles, if you're like, say you're decorating a cake or something like that, you are dusting it.
Oh, you can dust it with.
Oh,
right.
So you're either putting small particles on or you're taking small particles off.
Okay.
You're dusting. Contronyms. The word cleave. Well, this one was a little bit confusing to me. So it can either mean to split or separate, or it can mean to adhere closely to. So the examples that they give you, Owen swung the axe down hard in order to cleave, or... baby animals cleave to their mother in the water until they are strong enough to swim on their own.
All right.
There you go. Which I don't know that I've heard it in that context.
I have not.
Yeah, neither have I on that one. And then, hang on. I actually ran right by it here, so now I have to find a new
one. Did you overlook it?
I did overlook it. I don't feel good about it.
You should have cleaved onto it.
I should have. I really should have. There you go. You know what? I'll leave you with this one. This last contronym that you didn't know that you were using, and it's rather dangerous. The word inflammable. Oh, wait, no. This one. Ejaculate. Yes.
I like that you screamed it. there's the ejaculate I know.
That's right. So it actually says here, you absolute pervs made this word all about semen. However, it originally meant to exclaim.
Really?
It did. It comes from a word
that's
meaning
exclaim.
That's what I'm doing. You're exclaiming.
I ejaculate you from the mountaintops.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, he ran to the...
Who's got a tissue?
He got to the mountaintop.
And he ejaculated.
He ejaculated the great phrase. Oh, heavens.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.